dusty outback. I waltz my Matilda all over. And in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun. And they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water. And how, in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, oh, he'd primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. And it started all over again. Who were living just try to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. And a big turkey shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I awoke in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, and I wished I were dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pegs a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thanked Christ there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn and to pity, played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. So now every April sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching fall. And I ask myself the same question, and the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year the numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Hello and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here from the home office on a beautiful, sunny but cold Wednesday morning in Auckland. Program you're listening to, Ireland Calling. You're listening to us in Auckland on Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington on Sunday. I know you've been doing it tough down there in Wellington over the last few days with all them terrible floods. So hopefully by now things have improved. And greetings to everybody listening around New Zealand and around the globe at planetaudio.org.nz. Well, we opened up the programme tonight with the late Liam Clancy, and the band played Waltzing Matilda. And as we approach Anzac Day here on Saturday, New Zealand and Australia, we remember all the fine young Kiwis and Australians, and indeed the Irish people that fought under the British forces in World War One, and indeed other wars. And I know that commemorations will be taking place, as they do here every year on Anzac Day. So later tonight we'll have the Furies with the Green Fields of France. But hopefully you can stay with me for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news and from Ireland, some good and bad. The weather is improving, and so, and plenty of music. And we're going to start tonight with the Cars and Runaway. I suppose it's an appropriate song for a couple of girls I met running on Takapuna Beach last week. Cara Donnelly, originally from Clontarf in Dublin, Lily Montgomery, Maddie Bowen, and Stephanie Crisp, all physios. And I was walking with my dog Seamus and bumped into the girls. So I told them I'm always looking for new listeners to Ireland Calling, and they said they'd love to hear the Cars. So the Cars and Runaway for Cara, Lily, Maddie and Steph.
Say it's true, there's nothing like me and you. I'm not alone, tell me you feel it too, and I would run.
Yes, the Cars and Runaway, and that gone out, especially for Cara Donnelly from Clontarf in Dublin, recently moved here, and three friends, Lily, Maddie and Steph, listening to Ireland Calling for the first time and hopefully for many more times to come. Well, in New Zealand, we've got a bit of a heave-ho, trying to get a heave-ho against the Prime Minister. It's not seemed to be working. And the same thing kind of happening in Ireland. And Micheál Martin came out at the weekend and said that he plans to lead his party, Fianna Fáil, into the next general election, which is obviously 3 years away. He's part of the rotating Taoiseach. He'll be there until November 27th. And then Simon Harris takes over. And, of course, a huge couple of months coming up from Ireland. Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union. So there's been a lot of criticism of Micheál Martin over the last 8 to 10 months. Of course, a proper debacle over the selection of a candidate for the presidency, and he took the blame for that and that had moved on. And then last week, as a result of the protests over the increase in fuel crisis, the government didn't seem to act quick enough, and there was a lot of criticism of all government parties. And of course, Michael Healy-Ray resigned his ministerial portfolio because he could see it was getting very hot in the kitchen down in Kerry, and he might be losing support. And there was a lot of criticism of Micheál Martin, but anyway, there's nobody to take his place. Jim O'Callaghan was rumoured, he's a Minister for Justice, to take be a contender, but his stakes have diminished a lot because he said a few weeks ago when the protests were on, he warned the protesters that both the army and the police would be brought in to clear the protests. So that didn't go down too well. I think the last time the police and army were working together was back in the early 20s after we got independence. Speaking of independence, many of you may have already logged on to the Irish Census website page. The first census that was ever held in Ireland in April 1926 is now up there. So if you Google it, go in there, and it's probably the most visited website in Ireland over the last week. All right, we're going to continue on, and this time a bit of jig jam music. Time to go home, but don't go away anywhere yet.
It's a cold Friday night in the town I was born, and the wind and rain howl through the air. Inside in the snug is alive with a session and a thrill for all who are there. Hearts are kept warm with the reels and the jigs, along with the drop of the pure. Photos of old lovely heroes are nailed to the wall like old times before. It's time to go home, time to go home. Shake your hands and say goodbye, it's time to go home. Johnny from town orders 10 pints of plain as his wife tries to drag him to bed. One more little sup cries old Johnny as he takes off into dancing instead. Fire crackles along like the curly red hair of the fiddler who sits by the door. Brownie lets off the green fields round for band as the buckwheat twins they shout for more.
My grand old Opry, sing it with me this time.
It's time to go home, time to go home. Shake your hands and say goodbye, it's time to go home.
Lovely.
drinks winding down and the crowds on their feet. One more song, what a sight to be seen. There's tears in the eyes of all men as they rattle the walls without rendezvous. Head for the door and on to the wet, windy streets of old Tullamore. Nights they go down, but the music and fire is alive inside in our core.
Let's hear you singing.
It's time to go home. Time to go home. Shake your hands and say goodbye. It's time to go home. Grand Ole Opry on your own. It's time. Goodbyes, it's time to go home. Say goodbye to the ones that you love. It's time to go home.
Grand Ole Opry, thanks so much. We are Cheap Jam. Enjoy the rest of the night. Romina Morgan, thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that Jig Jam and Time to Go Home. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there's been a lot of publicity over the arrest of probably one of Ireland's leading criminal drug dealers, Daniel Keenan, in Dubai last Friday. Of course, there's the government have been trying to track this Daniel Keenan down for many years. There was an attempt on his life at the Regency Hotel 2016, and as he escaped, and as a result of that, there's probably been 18, 19 gangland Kemet killings that he probably was involved in most of them. But he and his wife, and I think five children, been domiciled in United Emirates, Dubai, for probably the last 4 or 5 years. He's made millions, hundreds of millions out of the drug industry, and he even got involved as boxing promoter as well, and the Tyson Fury fought under a fight that he organized a number of years ago, and he reckons he's a great guy. But anyway, his license to be a boxing promoter was torn up, and of course there was a huge bounty on his head from the US government as well. But the news broke on Friday that he was arrested, and he's held in Dubai at the moment, with the Irish government hoping to have him extradited back to Ireland to face all the criminal charges. One of his closest associates was arrested and brought back to Ireland recently, and he's pleaded guilty to be involved in lots of gangland crime. And I'm sure he probably gives some evidence against this guy as well. And I just see breaking news tonight. Another associate has been arrested in Spain. So great work by the police and bringing some of these, you know, most wanted criminals to justice. We move on, and the Water Boys, they're coming to New Zealand in a few weeks' time in May, and they're playing a couple of concerts. They're in Wellington on the 20th of May. They're in Auckland on Thursday the 21st of May, and Christchurch on the 23rd of May. Went along to the Joanne McNally, the Irish female comedian, the other night. I saw met a lot of Irish. They were all mainly females there. But anyway, she was good fun and spoke for over an hour and a half. And she's doing really, really well. So it was good fun. Anyway, we're going to continue with the Water Boys. And it's quite a long song here. It's called A Bang on the Ear.
First love, she was in my class. I would have loved to take her out, but I was too shy to ask. The fullness of my not given was never made clear. But I send her my love and the bang on the ear. Nora was my girl when I first was in a group. I can still see her to this day, staring chicken soup. Now she's living in Australia, working for an auctioneer. But I send her my love and a bang on the ear. Never broke my heart, and neither will a fool. I fell for her one summer on the road to Liverpool. Send her my love, the bang of the ear.
You to me are
Yes, well, we got a few bangs on the ear when we were at school from the Monks, and that's the Water Boys, and not sure whether that song came from getting a few bangs on the ear, the founder of the Water Boys. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and hopefully wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in New Zealand or Australia, America, Ireland, we've got listeners all over the place. I hope you're enjoying the program. We'll bring you all the sports results later on the program tonight. Huge amount of games played at the weekend in both the hurling and football, and a few upsets. Tipperary, All-Ireland champions, well beaten by Cork at 29 points to 122 at the weekend, but more about that later on. I see the Minister up for Finance and his Assistant Minister for Public Reform were at a media conference today, and they've downgraded their forecast, but is still projecting a big jump in the government surplus. There's talks that the Irish economy will grow, but of course the ongoing war in the Middle East is affecting everything. And the good news is tonight I see that Trump has announced that a ceasefire will continue for another while, and the suspensions on exports from Iran we continue in place as well. So obviously it's a cat and mouse situation over there at the moment. But, you know, it's the oil prices, fuel prices are still causing major economic distress around the globe. And the other commodities that come out of that, to that Hormuz Strait, is fertilizer. And there's over 35% of the global supply of fertilizer comes from that area. So that's causing lot of issues for farming communities all over the world. And thankfully the weather has improved in Ireland over the last week, so hopefully the good weather will continue. Lots of interesting articles, you know, nice in the farming section at Independent yesterday, and a weekly contributor who's got all her cows still in, and she's just saying, you know, that they are looking forward to getting out when the weather improves. So hopefully the weather will improve. See a number of flights. Aer Lingus have cancelled about 2% of their flights in the upcoming months, also due to the fuel shortage, although no word on Ryanair whether they will follow suit. But it's certainly affecting global travel, the shortage of fuel at the moment. Christy Moore is next, and Christy's birthday coming up next month. He'll be 81, born on the day that the Second World War finished. And Christy is singing Bright Blue Rose. And of course, Aoife, or Maura Brennan, Aoife's sister, was farewelled last week in the Gaeltacht in Donegal. And I'd love to see Daniel O'Donnell and Michelle sing one of the hymns at communion time, and or Magella. And then you had Bono was there, who did a song with Maura Brennan back in the 80s, In a Lifetime. We played that last week, and many tributes paid to Maura Brennan, and it was nice to see her sister Aoife there. Obviously very upset. Aoife lives a very reclusive life in Dublin, lives close to where Bono lives out there in at Killiney. But anyway, Christy is going to sing Bright Blue Rose.
Cross black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. A ghost beside me goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. You must discover, for all who seek
having me left the path of others. You find a very special hand, and it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, left the path of others, you find a very special hand, and it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. One bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally.
Great sound of Christy Moore there on Bright Blue Rose. Let's have a look at some of the sports results from the weekend. So in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship, you had Clare 2-33 and Waterford 4-21. So obviously a win for Clare there. And then you had Tipperary 1-22, Cork 29 points. So that was good game there. So Clare and Cork are off to... They've got full points from their first two games. Now, Leinster Senior Hurling Championship, and yes, you might be surprised, Galway. We are in Connacht, but we play our hurling in the Senior Hurling Championships in Leinster, and we had a huge win in Galway against Kilkenny. 3 goals and 25 points. Kilkenny's won 16. Kildare won 14. Wexford won 22. So Wexford up to win there, and Offaly in Dublin ended up in a draw. So Dublin got a point in the last minute. So Galway and Wexford have got the full points there. And then in football, there's a couple of surprises here. Kildare 220, Laois 215, Dublin just overcame Wicklow 216 to 214, Louth 125, Wexford 11 points. And then the biggest surprise, Westmeath, I think the second time in their history, beaten Meath 4-18 to 25 points. Up in Ulster, you had Monaghan, too good for Cavan. Monaghan 27 points, Cavan 2-14, and Derry too strong for Antrim 2-23. Antrim's at 1-13. So there's huge number of games coming up this weekend. And of course, you can watch all the games on GAA Plus. So go on to www.gaaplus.ie and you'll get details there on how to stream the matches. You can buy one match or you can buy season package or buy a few matches. But GAA Plus is where you can get all of the games. And it's wall-to-wall hurling football now over the next few months, and big crowds coming out to all the games as well. So I suppose Cork getting off to a good start there, but Limerick and the hurling down in Munster, but Limerick will be hoping that they'll bounce back, having lost last year. All right, we're going to continue on, and we'll come back and run through some of the rugby scores later. And this time we're going with CMAT. I don't care for you. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and that was CMAT, and I don't care from you. CMAT really doing very, very well on the music scene. It came out the probably going for about 2 years now, but certainly the up-and-coming, one of the up-and-coming singers in Ireland at the moment. Right, what else was I going to, talk to you about? Right, we'll just quickly, Munster and Clonfert, a big win in South Africa over the Stormers at the weekend, and Leinster and Munster had wins there. But the big story dominating the rugby news in Ireland is the fact that Dave McMillan has appointed his former assistant at the Chiefs, Roger Randall, as his attack coach for next year. And there's been a number of people in Munster, all some stalwarts, some former players that have resigned their positions within the Munster setup. And in fact, there's about five people that have bailed out over this appointment. And a lot of the fallout comes from the allegations that were made. It was big news here in 1997 when Roger Randall was playing, I think it was the Chiefs, it was in South Africa, there was allegations of the rape against him, but that was all denied, and the charges, it never was brought to court, although looking at some of the stories in the media this week, it doesn't seem the case was conclusive at the time. So a lot of pressure on the CEO of Munster and indeed the head of rugby with disappointment. And the other issue is the Munster financial problems at the moment. They have requested a number of redundancies be made as a result of how things are going there. So not all good with Munster, both off the field. Of course, Leinster, they've got the big Heineken Cup semi-final game coming up. Not this weekend, I think it's in 2 weekends' time, so they'll be hoping to get to the final and land another star. But then, of course, after the domestic rugby finishes, the United Rugby Championship and the Heineken Cup, the Irish team will be coming down this part of the world. They'll be playing Australia and Japan in Australia, and then playing the All Blacks here on the 18th of July. Tickets still available for that game here in Eden Park in Auckland. Right, we want to continue, and the late Dolores King, and she's singing Teddy O'Neill.
Come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass, and didn't I wake with the weeping and wailing? The pain in my was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all
it's hard to believe in the last few weeks we've lost two great singers. We've lost Moya Brennan from Clonard and Dolores O'Keefe just a few weeks before that. Right, former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he certainly is not helping himself at the moment. He made some comments the other day, you know, kind of fighting back at rural people. The rural people are saying that they're the backbone of the Irish community, and, you know, they work hard, they produce the food, especially the farming community, and they contribute well to the economy. And he kind of hit back and said that it's really the payee workers, especially in all the urban areas, that are really doing all the heavy lifting. So he's kind of have to back. I know his comments have been disregarded by his leader, Simon Harris. And he's the headline here in the Irish Times. Varadkar's urban rural comments were quick to fuel tempers. But what does the data say? Was the former Taoiseach correct to claim farmers receive disproportionate benefits from the public purse? So a big article there on that. But certainly it didn't go down too well, especially after all the issues the week before over the disturbances and the protests over the increase in fuel prices. I'll just have a quick look at the Irish Examiner. Principal denies being drunk in school and says social media trolls targeted him. In Bratton, claims to have been a victim of an orchestrated campaign. There was so much hype, memories of when Michael Jackson came to Ireland, came to Cork. Yeah, I remember reading about that. I think it was in the 80s, yeah. So Michael Jackson was a megastar when he played two concerts, Pokery Quay back in Cork, as part of his Bad Tour in 1988. And as the biopic of the late singer hits cameras, we look back on that memorable weekend. And pretty sure he spent a bit of extra time there in Cork. So yeah, Michael Jackson, great performer. Of course, he'd be gone, I'd say, over 20 years now. What else is happening? I see the breaking news there. Trump extends Iran ceasefire with Tehran, and he maintains that he's won the war, but we'll see what happens there in the weeks ahead. Let's look at the Irish Independent. Key member of the Keenahan cartel arrested in Spain. Another major blow to his crime network. The problem is, you take one or two of these guys out, there's three or four more that comes up. And I was talking to a police officer here in New Zealand a few months ago, and I said, we're talking about that, and you take out one or two of the top men, he said there's others that are filling the place. It's a tough job. I see that the head of the Garda Síochána in Ireland is cancelling all holidays for police in the upcoming months as Ireland takes charge of the European Union presidency for 6 months beginning in July, because they just don't want the country to be brought to a standstill like it was recently over the fuel price increases. Right, as I said, we're celebrating or commemorating the Anzac Day this weekend here in Australia and New Zealand, and indeed Australians and Kiwis around the world will also be taking part in commemorations. We know a lot of commemorations take place in Turkey, in Gallipoli. Lots of people do travel there. And here's, we started the program tonight with the band played Waltzing Matilda, and we go with the Furies and the Green Fields of France now.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride was it slow and obscene. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down?
under the band play the last post and chorus. Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave it a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fine slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? Young Willie, my bride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why? Did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
May it be an evening star shines down upon you. May it be